This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from the South London punkish band, Shame. So the last time I saw Shame singer Charlie Steen, he was shirtless, pantless, with his underwear pulled up tight, wedgie style, while spewing lyrics from the band's first album. This was at South by Southwest. And while their new record, Food for Worms, is filled with high-energy speak-singing rage, I'll play Adderall, which begins with a bit of reflection, as Charlie Steen explains.
When we started writing this song, and this whole album, we basically got the core of it together in about a week's time. We were writing towards the live show, and this was the first song that we wrote when we started writing. And Sean came up with the riff, and I was playing the bass, and he came up with the lyric line for Adderall, and then it basically made me think about sort of all the themes of, you know, sort of addiction and people sort of the reliance on things and dependency, etc. And you know, this is an album about friendship, and it's about looking to those around us and the kind of frustration that we feel when we're trying to get through to our friends and they seem to be ignoring us. But the fact that compassion seems to always triumph over this, and you never sort of stop trying. And, you know, I think this is quite a special track to us, especially as it came together so quickly and easily. And we've been lucky enough to have Phoebe Bridges do some backing vocals because she happened to be in the same studio as us when we were recording it. And yeah, I mean, I hope you enjoy the song, and thank you very much for having it on the airwaves. Cheers.
Your parents really miss you.
That's Shame and their anthemic tune titled Adderall from their album Food for Worms, which is out now. I've admired the work of H. Hawkline for many years through his collaborations with Kate LeBon. I've also seen him perform live. He opened for Aldous Harding and played with her band. He has a love of texture in music, and for that, he has my ears. H. Hawkline has a new album out produced by Kate LeBon. Here's Hugh Evans, a.k.a. H. Hawkline, to take us to the album's title track, Milk for Flowers.
Hi, Bob. Milk for Flowers was written in my sister's tiny one-bedroom apartment in Cardiff on the smallest piano known to humankind during quite a strange time in my life. Musicians will often say things like, this one fell into my lap, or I pulled it out of thin air, or it arrived fully formed. And being a pretty cynical person, I kind of tend to roll my eyes and groan to myself when I hear things like that. But, you know, cliches are cliches for a reason. And this song actually truly did arrive fully formed out of thin air and just fell into my lap. It was originally in a different time signature. It was this kind of slow, sad waltz. And when we were rehearsing, Kate LeBon, who produced the record, suggested we try it in 4-4 and give it this sort of galloping Northern Soul feel. And I remember feeling really hurt at the time, like she wasn't listening to the lyrics or what the song was about. And as the band started thumping out this song, I was so upset I could hardly sing. And I felt really exposed, and everyone else was getting excited. And I was like the toddler in the room who's about to cry but doesn't know why. And then the more we played it, the more it made sense. You know, when a song is musically sad, regardless of the lyrics, it's just telling you how to feel. And I think playing it this way meant the meaning could slide in through the back door. It's a song about loss. I think grief is like a garden full of things you don't remember planting, and it can take a long time to learn how to look after it.
Thank you.
Loving this one. That's music of H. Hawkline and the title track to Milk for Flowers. The album, produced by Kate LeBon, is out March 10th. Heading now to Lisbon and the music of West African musician Kimi Djibate. Born in 1975, he's been playing the balafone since he was 3 years old. The instrument's much like a xylophone. In this case, it's wooden with gourds underneath the strips of wood to amplify the sound. In Lisbon, Kimi Djibate has recently worked with Madonna and now has a new album of his own. It's a hopeful-sounding record. It's called Din Din, and this song, called Afonye, is about the virtues of truthfulness. The music of Kimi Jibate and the song Afonye is from the new album Din Din, which came out at the end of February. We're going to take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox, streaming acclaimed original series you won't find anywhere else, with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, Matthew McFadyen, and more, streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Arthur Moon is the project of Laura Faye Ashford. They make music full of sonic surprises, so it's right up my alley. I'll play the first single from an album coming out this spring, and Laura Faye will take us to the song Ghost Ranch.
While I was writing this song, I had taped this photo to my wall of Georgia O'Keeffe sitting in the back of a truck, looking through the hole in a piece of Swiss cheese, which is an echo of a lot of the paintings she made while she was living in the desert, where she would take like a rounded opening in an animal bone and paint a big open sky behind it. So the bone becomes a kind of round frame, except the sky takes up most of the canvas. So there's something kind of disorienting about it. Like the frame is framing nothing, or we're suddenly looking at life from a different angle, from the perspective of the bones or the broader arc of time, which feels to me like a reflection on the way we frame and tether ourselves to customs and mores and the kind of arbitrary nature of that when you look at it against the vastness of the landscape or the sky. Or to me, a reminder of how silly my hang-ups are, how quick my time here is, how wasteful it is to be stuck in this illusion of sweating the small stuff, which I wrote pretty directly into the lyrics of the song, but I had fun working it into the arrangement, so like creating tensions between rhythmic or harmonic density against openness, or moments where there's just this sudden random shift in instrumentation and feel, sort of like suddenly turning the corner from a windy mountain road onto a big open desert view.
While Alfred Stieglitz eats a peach and makes
Sounds of Arthur Moon from an album coming in the spring, and I played the first song from that record called Ghost Ranch. And you can see Arthur Moon perform a Tiny Desk concert. We recorded that almost 3 years ago to the day at my desk at NPR. Sonic Adventures is also at the heart of Amber Arcades, the music of Annelotte de Graaf. The Dutch singer has a new album called Barefoot on Diamond Road, and the song I want to play feels both explosive and quite contained. In fact, it's called Contain.
The song is about the fact that everyone is porous to some extent, in the sense that we're all influenced by the people around us. Some people maybe bring out this particular side of you and other people another side. And it's the same for romantic partners, only we spend a bigger chunk of time with them than with others, which can lead to certain patterns or rules developing in a relationship, which has a beautiful side to it, but can also have a bit of a darker side where you almost become a caricature of yourself and maybe aren't really so sure anymore who you are or used to be independent of that other person. So I guess ultimately the song is about the tension between wanting to have a very connected relationship with someone while also making sure to remain a whole and independent person. And I think the latter is even quite necessary for the former.
You give me something I can take. Thank you.
Amber Arcades and the song Contain is from a new album called Barefoot on Diamond Road, which is out now. Water from Your Eyes is a fun duo from Brooklyn who can be absurd in its deadpan lyrics and musically somewhat zany. I love this song called Barley from their album coming later this spring called Everyone's Crushed. However, I'm not really sure why it's called Barley, and you might not know either after hearing it. So let's have Rachel and Nate share some insight into the song and give Water from Your Eyes a spin. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Barley is a sort of rhythmic sound collage that started as an attempt to make a one-chord song in the spirit of Tomorrow Never Knows, but also to incorporate microtonal and serialism aspects. And that concept kind of bled over into having a single note vocal melody and then a spoken word part, and then became a challenge to take these technical restraints and turn it into something fun and marginally listenable.
The lyrics, in a loose sense, deal with attaining the unattainable. At first glance, they're pretty simple. It's mostly counting, talking about mountains, and using short phrases from Sting's hit Fields of Gold out of context and kind of mixed up so that he can't sue us.
Because we all know how much Sting loves to sue people.
Anyways, hope you like it.
One, two, three, four, I count mountains. One, two, three, counter, you're a cool thing, count mountains. One, two, three, four, I count mountains. One, two, three, counter, you're a cool thing, count mountains. One, two, three, four, I count mountains. One, two, three, counter, you're a cool thing, count mountains. We'll be right back.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Summer is for going to the movie theater because it's too hot to stay home. It's for driving with the windows down, listening to your favorite music. It's for stretching out while you're on vacation to gobble up a TV show. For a guide to some of the TV, movies, and music we are most excited about this summer, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.